Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, my God. Lady in red.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love you. Which is actually how that song ends.
Is it?
Yeah, which is fine when you're playing to a concert of people. When you're just playing to two, it's a little creepy.
I love you.
I'm hoping you did that in ADR.
I'd like to get in on this couple. Would you consider taking a third? I love you. I'm Chris DeBurge. Hello and welcome to a very special, exciting, horny episode of Will You Accept This Rose? Anybody out there that's having a hard week, I want you to know that you guys are all becoming champions and I love you. My name is Arta Marine, coming to you from my bougie garage in Los Angeles, California. What an assembly we have here today. I have brought together two of our old timers and my favorite maniac that we have captured recently. And boy, he was going to come a couple weeks ago.
I thought I was one of the old timers.
No, you're my maniac.
This is my third one, though.
But you want to be an old timer?
I will be. I'll be an old timer maniac.
But now that you've been in with these two, you are an old time maniac. You were supposed to come recently, but you didn't feel well, and now you're back. You guys, you might know him from one of his 18,000 stand-up shows.
Yes.
You might know him. He's on tour right now. The tour is called Moist.
It's called the Moist Tour.
The Moist Tour.
Yeah. It's a fun word. It's people go, why do you call it the Moist Tour? It's like, I don't know. Because before you do a tour, it's not like an album, like a rock band where you have an album and you go, we'll call it the Let It Be Tour. I don't know. The Beatles didn't do it.
Sure.
You call it after the album. Yeah. With comedy tours, you haven't written the material when the stuff started. So it's a lot like you can reference a joke you're about to say. So
right.
I just Googled, what's the most offensive word that's not a swear word?
Oh, that's good.
And there we go. Moist it is. Moist upsets people. Right now, there's people like pulling their car to the side of the road.
You're not very happy. People don't like moist and people don't like panties.
They don't like panties. And a lot of people don't like the word cloth. I found out.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
You know him.
What about a moist cloth?
Ooh, a moist panty cloth.
Actually, that is very vivid.
I love you. Listen, I brought you here to tell you you might know him from the sitcom Legit.
Yeah.
That
you were in?
That I was in.
That you played the size queen?
I was the size queen on brand. Thank you. You might know him from the Jim Jefferies show. You might know him as our favorite new maniac. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Jefferies.
Thank you. This is very sweet. I love you.
Also across from me is a silver-haired fox. I mean, does this guy get more and more handsome? I think that's a yes. Something arrived on my doorstep. I have a CD and a candle with this person's face and sounds and image in it. He was the star of Supernatural. He's the star of Lucifer. You might know him as our Bachelor of the Year. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Benedict.
Thank you.
Wow, wow.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I sent the CDs out and then I realized no one knows how to play a CD anymore.
Truth.
But I'm very cutting edge.
I got that A-track and I was like, let's do this. But at least you paid to print them and you paid for postage.
I paid for postage and I put my face on it. Yeah. No, I still have a CD player. It's right next to my laser disc.
That's how you do it.
Oh, well.
Also with us is a woman that we just adore. She has the most symmetrical face in America. She is the star of Criminal Minds. She is the star of another period. She is our Secretary of State. She is my best friend, ladies and gentlemen, Paget Brewster.
And me.
You guys haven't been on with Jim yet.
No. It's our first Jim Jefferies experience.
Jim
Jefferies. He needs a title for the podcast. We need to give him a title. You can think of it during the episode if you want.
Okay.
But if you're the Bachelor of the Year, if you're the Secretary of State, Jim needs something.
Right. Okay. All right, let's think on it.
I could be the Key Grip of the Year.
Oh, I like Key Grip of the Year.
No, still don't know what that job is.
I like Key Grip of the Year. Do you want to be the podcast Key Grip?
Sure.
Okay,
It's done.
Okay, done. Also with us is our production team, without whom this wouldn't work. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Ariana, Tana, Dana, Hannah Montana, Banana, and Katie Levine.
I do think if you're the Key Grip, then you're technically part of the production team as well.
Oh.
Hey.
That's true.
So welcome.
That's true. That's true.
Is a key grip a person who carries stuff around or something?
I don't know. Do you like cables?
No, I thought it was part of the electrician department.
Yeah, like electrician, like cables and stuff. Yeah.
I've always found that weird about the movie industry is that we all need credit for every single thing we do.
Yes.
It's the only business on earth that people go, I wasn't in the credits. It's like when you buy a car, they don't go, the seats were made by Steve. Yeah. You just buy the car.
You're absolutely right.
Doris put in the radio.
Yeah. I don't even know the guy at Subway's name. You know what I mean? He's an artist.
I know. I have to say, overall, last night's episode was spectacular. Mm-hmm. We got to see a centaur dancing with a woman in the street. People, we realized that Clayton is built like a centaur.
Yeah.
And watching him dance in the cobblestone streets, we had a fun fight. We had a I Don't Believe You. We had Chris DeBarge. Shall we get started? How are you enjoying this?
I love that album.
Yeah.
How are you enjoying this season so far?
Very much. Now that Sinead's gone, I thought we'd lose a bit of momentum.
Yeah.
It's kept going strong.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, it's going. It was always
a bad guy.
I'm very upset about Genevieve leaving. That was my girl. That was my bet.
You loved her?
I like her. Like a bartender from Boston? That's my jam, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's right in my wheelhouse.
Tells it like it is.
If I was younger and single and more handsome, I'd hit her up on the DMs.
You know what? She does feel
but
like...
because I'm none of those things, I'll leave her alone.
Congratulations, Genevieve. You're lucky.
You're in the clear.
You're free to walk the streets now, Genevieve.
I like her too. She does feel like
when you had like a special come out, like if you were doing like the Wilbur Theater in Boston, if she was bartending, you could have been like, you want to come to the comedy condo, like take your swing then.
I stay in hotels these days, but yes.
Oh, must be nuts. Okay. Would you like to Venmo me $17,000?
Yeah. Those Motel 6s, man, they don't pay for themselves.
Okay, must be nice. We're starting out Sarah versus Mara at the end of the last episode. She's not ready for a husband. She's not ready for a marriage, a family. And Sarah's like, that's a bitch-ass move. Here we are in Hvar, Croatia. Ah, the romantic city of Hvar. Look, Sarah is not ready. She's not marriage material. She's not suitable for the rich. It's not the right time. Meanwhile, Gabby, in her husky voice, is like, I hope she doesn't come back.
What's going on with her? She's either really tired.
Yeah.
She's got a vocal cord problem.
Gabby?
Or she's stoned.
I had a friend who's obsessed with her. She said she's like your favorite friend that might be on pills.
Yeah.
I think she's a good egg when it comes down
she's
to
she's a great egg. I love her.
The other ladies really like her, too.
Me, too. I like her, too. And then, so...
I like when she always goes, I have a goofy side to me. And you're like, a side? It's a whole building.
As a goofy gal, that would be like, I have to tell you, sometimes I can get a little silly. I might seem like a district attorney.
Tennis outfit.
With my visor on. This is me in a cheetah print. This is me in a leopard print. This is me with tiger stripes.
She has a bit of a Drew Barrymore way of talking.
Yes.
Yeah. I like
she
that.
Does.
Yeah, we like her a lot. So then Sarah is like, there's playing weird piano tinkling music. She's like, Kermit's a bitch. It basically, she's like, it's just going to make my relationship stronger. And she's like, congratulations. That's what you get for being a liar. It's a bitch-ass move, but it was weak. What's the number one thing you get accused of? Oh, she's not ready yet. Good one. Anna.
May I just say, in the last episode, I said this turn is a red flag at the end.
Yes.
When I said she turned, and I was like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Now I don't trust you.
Thank you.
Too quick of a turn. You were crying a minute ago, but now all of a sudden you're like all confident and like, nice try, bitches.
Yeah. That's not getting past Dr. Anna Banana. I don't think so.
You know, my mom sent me a text. She was like, I think Hannah's hilarious. And I said,
thank you, Mrs. Benedict.
I said, who's Hannah? I was thinking like the Hannah, the Bachelorette Hannah. It's like Hannah, the doctor that
Hannah
does the
Banana,
show with you.
The doctor.
Oh, right, sure, right.
Hannah.
Mrs. Benedict is my fan, okay?
Oh.
Shout out, Miss Benedict. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. She's like, it's no one's place to tell Clayton. What am I ready for? Who? Who did this? So she comes in. She confronts the woman. She's like, who is it? Who is it? And Mara just sat there silently for a little bit. Did you think Mara was not going to speak up, Jim?
Of course Mara was going to speak up. She's a confident lady.
Yeah.
She's a no bullshit lady. Like, she was stirring the pot.
Yeah.
But she's definitely going to speak up. One thing, though, the whole, like, you're not ready for marriage. She is 23. That's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
I think it would be insulting to say, I'm this 23-year-old the other day, ready for marriage. Yeah. Like, who's 23 and goes, how dare you say that about me? She seems like no fun.
Ready to settle down.
You wouldn't want to take her to a party. She's ready to be sitting at home, this one.
No oats to sow. Not an oat to sow in there. And then she's like, look, I did speak up. You know, it is, I'm just saying, because of your age, you are not ready for a commitment.
I like how they talk about her like she's 100 as well.
Yeah.
She's 32. She's 32. Like that. Yeah. My wife even said that. My wife, who's 31, she goes, who's upset? The old one? And I go, I know what she meant by that, the older one. She was ducking in and out of the show, walking around. I went, yeah, the old lady with the cane and the high cheekbones.
The smooth skin, the gorgeous neckline, that disgusting old crone. She's like, well, this is my real life. She's like, yeah, I talked to him about how I felt. Like, if he wants a marriage and a family, I felt like I'm here. I've been ready for an engagement. I don't know what you're here for. You, and she goes, I have his best interest at heart. She's like, excuse me, I also have his best interest at heart. She goes, well, I just have to tell you, Clayton said that was a last-ditch effort by someone who's coming home. And it was just like, full crazy. Rob, what did you think of this whole interaction?
I just wanted them both to go by the end of it. I was tired of both of them. It was kind of fun. Is it Mara?
Mara.
She was kind of fun. She's kind of fun, and then she's kind of she's annoying. She talks about herself like she's ancient.
Yes,
that's the other thing. She's like, I know best because I'm from Jersey and I know everything.
Yes,
and she's a bit like that.
Yeah,
but she kind of was talking about herself like she's an older one. And it's like, you're 32. You don't know everything yet.
Not yet.
When you've seen the things I've seen, and you've lived through several wars, the very beginning of the Gulf War. 9/11, I remember it vividly.
Trump getting elected. Lived through that. Yeah, so I don't know. By the end of it, I was like, okay, just go. Both of you go.
She's like, that was a cheap win. And she goes, sayonara, bitch. So then there's a rose ceremony, and there's six people. You know, so they at the road, they're having a little cocktail party at the rose ceremony. He pulls Serene aside, and he had two jars with like fake lightning bugs for
whole thing. He's what a dumb. He couldn't even. Someone put that together.
Of course,
for him.
A PA.
And then she goes, the fact that he remembered that's what happened when her grandmother died or something.
Her cousin
died. It's okay, so sad your cousin died. Because there was fireflies, and now he's put some fucking trinkle
LED lights in jars.
Inside a jar.
Well, the producers did.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's like, do they ever think that these people are that romantic when the money's not being spent for them?
Exactly.
It's like the red dress. Like, I feel like a princess now. Yeah, when you go out with Clayton on the regular. He's always hiring Krista Berg. He's just that type of guy. And getting a red dress.
Yeah. I love you.
You can tell by that jacket over his sweater, that whole look.
Oh, my God.
So into fashion.
Oh, my God. As Anna put it, his zipper sweater under... Okay, Katie, the zipper.
He had a zip-up turtleneck.
Yeah.
Under a blazer. Yeah. Oh, God. Is he the worst dressed
over
man?
Over a t-shirt, under a blazer.
I couldn't stand it. They showed it, and I was just like, no. Yeah.
The zipper sweater.
Well, they're in Austria. Was it winter or summer?
I know, but give him
it
a turtleneck.
Like
well,
summer.
He just... They dress him terribly because of his weird centaur body.
He's got a centaur body.
How do you dress a centaur?
How do you dress a centaur, yeah. Jim? How would you dress a centaur?
I would put a jumper at the bottom for the forelegs. And then I just leave that shirtless at the top. That's the thing about the centaur. They've got the great chest. Yeah,
well, now I want you to know, I put out the siren call to our listeners, and I asked somebody to draw Clayton as a centaur in the Hillary Clinton jacket with a Hillary pin.
So
and
amazing.
This was delivered to my driveway. My wow. friend Whitney drew it. He's shirtless, but he has a hoodie on underneath. It's there's a blue centaur Hillary Clinton coat. There's a centaur body. There's a shrimp on the body. He's shitting out Jesse Palmer's face.
Yes, I think that's the best touch. He's actually pooping Jesse Palmer.
He's pooping out Jesse Palmer, and then I'm flying a plane with Bachelor Airlines, and it says FIP. Yeah, you know me. I mean, it's my friend Whitney drew that. She hasn't drawn anything in like 20 years, and she just busted out and drew a centaur.
Well, she was inspired.
Can you believe?
She hasn't drew anything in 20 years? What? She's as old as Mara?
She's 35. She's 35.
Holy hell. That's what the things they do in the nursing homes
amazing.
These days.
It's amazing. Say,
I'm so impressed with
Isn't that amazing?
Even older than Mara. This is the Hillary Clinton coat,
There's
by the
coat.
Way.
That's the Hillary
it,
Clinton
it was in,
coat.
Like, it was one of the previews. Yeah, nice. He's in this dumb coat.
If I have to watch that prick yell to a balcony one more time, I'm falling in love. And it feels great. Whatever he's doing.
That's exactly what he's doing.
Calm the fuck down, Pally.
It's like Tom Cruise on the couch with Oprah. I love this woman.
Yeah.
That is a red flag.
Yeah.
I'm falling in love.
And I love it.
I love pussy. There's the Hillary Clinton.
That's the jacket.
There's the Hillary
Clinton. Anna found the Hillary Clinton jacket.
Pull up the Clayton photo.
It's the same coat.
It's the same coat.
It's not just from the same designer. It's the actual same coat.
Look at it.
Like if Hillary goes to a wardrobe right now, that coat's missing.
Yes. And by the way, look at how she draped the coat on the back of the centaur horse body.
Yeah. Oh,
could you draw the centaur that well?
No, I can't. I couldn't draw a smiley face that well.
Yeah, my friend Whitney, she's really talented.
Amazing.
She's amazing.
Really impressed, Whitney.
Whitney, shout out to Whitney. She's a full champ. He's shitting roses and Jesse Palmer.
Okay, can we go back to the things in the jar?
Yes,
so
yes.
He doesn't know how to talk very well either.
Sure.
Like someone said, give her these lights in the jar, which are out. By the way, they've gone out by like midnight, 1 o'clock. Those things aren't glowing.
They're
anymore,
dead,
right?
Sure, for sure.
And he's trying to explain why he did it, and it's so not eloquent. He's just like, and your cousin died. Like he says every other word that they told him to say.
Yes, little firefly
you, jar.
Cousin,
you
remember?
Go.
But also two jars.
Two jars.
For both of us.
What, there's not an effect of the one jar? If you get the one jar, you go, it's a good gift. But imagine it being doubled. And also, with these jars, what does she do now when she goes back to her Austrian hotel room and looks at her tightly packed suitcase that has all of her clothes that she's brought on the trip? Right?
Yes,
Do you keep the jars?
Yeah.
Or do you just leave it for the cleaners to get out of the room? Like, I feel like this is nice.
Yeah, you're right. There's no extra room for two jars.
I forgot my firefly jars.
It was enough for her to say, I think I'm falling in love with Clayton. That did it. So then,
isn't I think I'm falling in love with you such a fucking half step?
Yes.
I really, really like you is the equivalent, right?
Yes.
Like, if somebody said,
I really, really like you.
If somebody said, I think I'm falling in love with you, I would assume that means they're in love with me. Like,
there's a difference between falling in love and being in love. But they're not even committing to, I'm falling in love with you. Like, I'm on the process. Mm. It's, I think I'm falling in love. It's just a placeholder that they get to go to Minsk.
You think there's a difference between if somebody said to me, falling in love with you, I would be like, they're in love. Like, what's the diff? If you're saying you're falling in love with me.
If you can't fall in love in the romantic city of Hvar that everyone's known, then you can't fall in love in Detroit. You can't fall in love anywhere.
Where can you fall in love?
I think there's a difference. I think people say falling in love with you because they're giddy and excited, but it doesn't mean the same as when someone says, I am in love with you, it means that it's you and me now.
Yeah. Forever.
I'm not dating anyone else.
Right. But you can
let's go get tested.
You can date other people if you say I'm falling in love?
Yeah, I think people think they can. Yeah, sure.
Wow.
Sure.
I didn't commit. But also they do this on the show where they just go, I don't say these words easily. saying I love you means a lot to me. What is it with everyone going, I've only ever said it to one other person? Fuck off.
Yeah.
You're grown out.
You're 24.
You can't be in a relationship for more than 4 months and not say it. I've said it to fucking everyone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
you know
I mean?
Like all these people go, I've said it to three people. You said you've been in 3-4 year relationships. What did you do with these other relationships? Yeah. You said it to me. There's one person that was with you for 4 years. You never said it to them.
So Susie goes, I like you. Because she said last week by the bell tower, she was the one who said, meet me at the bell tower. I'm falling in love with you. He's like, what? So then she's like, I like you. And I want I want to know all of you. And he goes, she said she's falling in love. Have you fallen in love before? He goes, she said she's falling in love. And you have to fall in love before you can be in love. You have to say you're falling in love before that's his true statement.
That's his. Yeah.
Is he a third grader? Katie, yes. Talk to me.
No, he's just so dumb. Like I think he needs things spelled out so like precise and simply. Yeah. Just like, hey, I really like you. I am falling in love with you. I will soon be in love with you. This is real. Like I think that's.
Yeah. Hey, I like lights here. In a
yeah.
jar.
I yeah. like. So then we have Sarah shows up in her. Sarah's like, I'm so dazed right now. Mara shows up in her black dress. She's like, can I talk to you for a second?
Oh, God.
She's like, look.
Mara looked banging in that black dress.
She did. She looked
fantastic in that dress.
Fantastic
She's
in that
hot.
Dress.
That was one of the best. When she left,
she
that was one of the
hot.
Sexiest
yeah, yeah.
walking outs I've
dress.
Ever seen.
It was a good
she looked
leave.
Fabulous.
I liked it.
Best she ever looked.
Yeah, I love
if,
it.
If, with that walkout, I was Clayton, I would have just picked the rose up of the other woman and just thrown it at Mara. just would have hit her in the back of the head. You're back in!
That was a
so
powerful
walk.
Yeah. Yeah. She goes.
Oh, then she's like 3 or 4 gin and tonics in.
Yeah. She's like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? Listen, I just want to address, you know, that you said it was a last ditch effort that felt very insensitive. We are all in the in between. You got a little sloppy, Sarah. It's showing. Your sloppiness is showing.
Right.
Look, let me tell you what. Your confidence is cute. Overconfidence, not cute. Cockiness.
Cocky.
It would behoove you.
Renzi said behoove.
She was so excited use a word. She's like, knew Sarah didn't know what it meant.
It would behoove you, honey, to take a step back in your comments, in your confidence. Other comments can be manipulative. Take a step back. Meanwhile, Rachel's listening at the drapes with like a glass at the third. She's like, so I'm just telling you, it's not cute anymore, honey. What'd you think of that, Jim Jeffries?
I behoove you to. Whenever she like, he goes, you can be confident. But if you're slightly more,
that's right.
It's like, what was the level of confidence? Like,
that's
is
right.
this finite amount of confidence
that's
you're
right.
allowed to have?
Yeah.
Also, she's young. She's meant to be confident.
That's
she's
right.
23, not
she's
like 20. This old bag.
32.
With the banging body and the perfect dress. It's like,
did she say tyrannical or something like
that?
She said something like tyrannical confidence or something like where it's like, you've taken it too far.
Oh, that's fun. Tyrannical confidence. That's hot.
I was still giggling over behooves.
I know that she's behooved.
I mean, look, I've been training to become a champion, but I don't want to have tyrannical confidence.
did we not see Sarah do something else? Because like I didn't find what she did to be that.
I feel like the cameras weren't on.
They weren't on when she. When we find out later that she came back from dates
and
she was saying
like
to them in bed.
Because at that point, I was like, "What did she do that was so terrible?
We
did I miss something?
I think we did miss something.
I'm shocked that there's ever a moment that they're not filming.
Or that they wouldn't show that, yeah.
Tell me, who are the people in our society that you can say have tyrannical confidence? Like, you could have said that to Hitler.
Yes, right? Yes, that's true.
I'll tell you something about that guy. He's got tyrannical confidence.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like those two words.
Yeah, for sure.
He would have tyrannical confidence.
For sure.
I feel like I play tennis with a few guys that have tyrannical confidence.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, get closer to the baseline. And you're like, you're not even good, bro. You're like hitting it into the net.
They're not champions.
They're not champions. I'm training to become a champion, Jim.
Oh, yeah?
Here's what I'm going to tell you. And this is when we get into the multi-level marketing portion. I have never been on a sports team in my life. I started playing tennis on Labor Day. And my friend, here we go. Oh, you saw it. You saw it. Okay. So I started playing tennis. And I was like, in these clinics, I am in these clinics. I'm doing okay. Mm.
Was this like therapy?
No.
Okay. This is a real thing.
This is a real thing. So then.
There wasn't a doctor who suggested this.
No, this is just me.
Right,
this was just
good,
me.
Good.
Yeah,
I'm
this
good,
was
I'm
just
down.
COVID. This was just like, I'm going to play. I'm going to do a sport. I'm going to be outside. So I started playing, and then I was like insulting myself on the court, and my friend Steph, who's really good and she's better than me, New Year's Eve, she goes, Arden, you got to stop insulting yourself on the court because you're giving other people, like, you're putting blood in the water. People won't trust you. You're giving them arrows to shoot you with. Don't say that you have a bad backhand. Just shut the fuck up. You're there too. So she's like, you're a champion. You're becoming a champion. So
that's tyrannical confidence.
That's right. So here I am. I want to say I've been busy becoming a champion. And I've been saying in all areas of my life,
This is the other drawing
from Whitney.
Also, a champion, anorexia from the looks of it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I've quit eating like a champion.
Dancer's legs.
Yeah, but it feels good. Let me know it now. The only true answer is becoming a champion. Jim, what have you been doing this week?
What have I been doing?
Becoming a champion.
Becoming a champion.
Does that feel good?
Yeah. Mostly just changing nappies and stuff, but I'm fucking good at it.
There you go.
What did you do that was a champion level this week? What kind of a champion were you this week? Changing nappies?
I almost dropped the baby, then I didn't.
Okay, that's a champion.
Like a champion.
Like a champion. Patrick, what did you do this week?
I made some outstanding blueberry muffins.
No, you're becoming a
champion. I was being a champion.
That's exactly right.
Champion baker.
That's right, you're a champion baker.
I watched a couple seasons of Great British Bake Off and then decided to have a hand at it and I'm winning.
Like a
champion.
It feels good, doesn't it?
It does feel good. It really does.
Rob has an album that came out called
Leave the Light On. It's called Leave the Light On.
And what did you do this week?
I'm becoming a champion.
And what did you do that became a champion?
I took my teenage girl around this weekend like an Uber driver, but I did it really well and I didn't get angry.
Great. Yeah. Okay, great. That's great.
That is champion.
I assume this is your daughter.
You meant daughter.
Yeah. I took my teenage girl around.
Like a champion. Katie Anna, what did you do to becoming a champion this week?
The phrasing was terrible. Worked like a champion.
Say that with more confidence.
Come on.
I worked like a champion.
Yes.
Katie, what'd you do like a champion?
I recently started swimming for fitness.
Like
a champion. But I did my longest swim ever.
Okay, you want to?
How far was that?
1,000 yards.
Oh.
Okay, that's good.
How much is that in meters? Yeah.
I don't know.
When you get to the Olympics, it's all in meters.
It's all in meters.
Yeah. No one's watching the Olympics.
You want to know what I did this week?
It's not the Winter Olympics. There's no swimming in the Winter Olympics. Summer. We're all back for the Summer Olympics.
They should do it for the winter.
Yeah, they should. You know what I did this week? I actually renewed my passport on time. I got the photo taken. I got it all mailed in.
Wow.
Like a champion, because I didn't want it to expire. Like I dealt with shit that I didn't want to deal with like a champion.
Great.
I got my son a passport this week.
Like a champion.
Yeah, that's weird.
When you do the baby one, they go, this last 5 years, he's like,
oh my god.
This is a picture of a fucking newborn baby on the thing. And then, like, I could kidnap any kid now up to five.
Yeah.
I have a valid passport. I could go, this is the one. Yeah. I don't know.
Doesn't it feel good to say that you're a champion, though?
Oh, yeah.
It does.
But I've always felt it in my heart. I don't need to say it out loud.
You knew that you were
a champion. That's what champions do.
Can I go back to that? Just really double clarifying that I took around my daughter.
Yeah, my teenage girl.
My daughter. She was my daughter.
I took my girl out.
And I didn't get mad at her.
18.
I
feel so embarrassed.
I didn't yell at my teenage girl as I took her out on Saturday night.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
like a champion.
Oh, God. But, you know, when you said it to me last week, it really did have an impact.
Being a champion.
Yeah, I told a lot of people about that story.
No, becoming it, because truly, and I got to tell you, I'm actually getting better. And since I haven't been insulted, so literally every tennis clinic, I want to, like, when I want to go against myself, I don't. And I feel like I'm playing better because I'm not. And I think it's true, like, in stand-up, if you go to a set and you're like, if you go do something and you're like, oh, I don't know. Just go be a fucking champion.
You need a King Richard in your life.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. I did appreciate in King Richard that he always called them by their first and last name. Like, Venus Williams, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
You know, like, Rob Benedict, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Like a champion.
Yeah, like a champion.
All right, so here we go. We're at the Rose Ceremony, and confidence is cute. And guess what? He cut Mara. And she had that great walkout with that dress.
Yeah,
but they never had chemistry. She was never right for him. All she did sort of was berate him for not picking her more. Yeah. Like, man wants, nobody wants that. Not even a 50-year-old would sign on.
I cook, I clean, I'm good in bed. Come on, Clayton, use your head.
She did say that.
Well, I've been told. That's how love's formed. love me.
I cook. I clean. I'm good in bed. Come on,
Clayton. Because
you know when she first did that fucking poem, she was like, and I give head. Oh,
no, I can't do that.
We're on ABC here. Let's go to bed. Fuck, I'm getting close.
I think she would make a fantastic trophy wife.
Oh, yeah.
To like a 50-plus year old.
Real Housewives of New Jersey. Yeah. Real Housewives
if
of New Jersey.
If I was a little older and single and better looking, I would slip right into her DMs. But at my age, I'd send a written letter.
Okay. I'd slip in her DMs and break a hip.
But your teenage girl, you bring her around.
But my teenage girl keeps me young.
Like a champion.
What happened to your hip? I slid into someone's DMs.
He also cut Eliza and your girl Genevieve.
Genevieve.
R.I.P. Genevieve.
I actually Googled her last night. I just thought she was a bartender from Boston, but it turns out she's a bartender in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
She's around here achieving her goals. I looked at her Instagram as well after she got cut. When I looked at her Instagram, I less attraction.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. So you're like a pig in the whistle?
It's all bikinis.
Oh.
It's all bikini shots, which were fun to look at.
Yeah. Right.
It's red flags.
You wanted to see
some of the bikinis were red actual flag.
I will say he didn't cut her. She kind of cut herself.
Yeah, she had the most dignifying leave of the whole thing.
What do you mean?
Like, she was like,
was after
I
the
feel
therapy.
Like we're both not really that.
Oh yeah, yeah,
there.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we're not there yet. I cut it. Okay, wait. I said it too early.
Yeah.
So then Mara goes, Sarah's still there. She's going around like she's got this in the bag, but it will bite her in the ass at the end. Loved it. And then she's crying. She's like, even, you know, your person will come find you. Well, it all hurts all the same. And then they're like, hello, Vienna. And that was it. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to be back from Havar to Vienna. Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I got to take a pee break. And we're back.
So did I miss when they?
I had to rewind.
Yeah, me
what?
Too.
Wait, what?
I had to rewind and go. Did I miss Jesse Palmer? Where the fuck is Jesse Palmer?
Not
going?
in the episode.
He came out once,
but like,
during
why
the
didn't
ceremony.
He say, "Hey, ladies, pack your suitcases. Your tour continues."
I don't know.
Okay, so then Teddy. Teddy is the one who, now, I grew up in New England where we don't say the T's. We go Clayton.
Clinton.
Oh, exactly. But she does, she's a T.
She's a hard T.
A T-sayer.
She says, I really want to focus on the relationship with Clayton because next week is so important.
Important, yes.
Who's
you
this?
Notice
who's
that this is Teddy the Virgin. That he was, that he was
the sensual virgin.
Yeah, you're not making it the bloody sweets.
You're not
making it the sweets.
He wanted that. He was so intrigued.
Yeah, but no one wants, that's too big a story. You take someone's virginity and it's a TV thing. Get the fuck out of here. You can't take her to Dream Suites. What are you going to do? Chat to
Dream
her?
Suites. Dream Suites.
But when he
I like Dream Suites.
But when he found out, remember, he was like, oh, I could be her first love and a first other thing.
He was just like so into it. He was so into it. He was like salivating.
Once you're out of your 20s, you're not taking anyone's virginity. Don't worry
about
it.
He was like,
so wait a minute. So you don't have to be married. You have to be in love. How are you going to know when you're in love? Could you be in love in like 2 weeks in the Dream Suites?
Yeah.
Like he was super. But then he was calculating like, okay, if I fuck her, but then I don't pick her, but like I'm the bad guy, right?
Then he'd be the bad guy.
He knew it.
He worked it out.
He knew it.
That it was not, that he was not.
Or the producers helped him work it out.
Could be. Could be.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm so thankful. It's so beautiful. And then they're in a Sheraton where clearly they didn't have their regular art department.
No.
They had to use like the Austrian art department that put every like Disney rose themed pillow and weird like rose columns in the background, rose bedspreads on the, and they were like, they had to jump on this weird rose bed. It was bad.
It was bad.
It was like, you like Disney princess movies. It was bad.
Yeah.
It's Vienna, man.
It's Vienna.
Hitler might have lived there. That's where he was born. That's where Ava Brown would have become an Instagram model. Yeah.
It's only bikini shots of red flags.
Oh my God.
Okay, so then, Susie gets the date. Genevieve is losing her fucking mind because she hasn't gotten like a one-on-one.
Right.
I don't blame her. She all she got was having to get taken out with her fucking Shanae. So then she shows up like a princess in a Rolls Royce, and he's like, "The focus is on you today. I want to spoil you." He's like, "What's the toast in German?" And they go, "Prush," and they're like, "Ah ha ha! It's not Prush, but we don't know."
It's Proust.
So then they go to a store, and so he's like, "Pick anything you want." And
on the ABC money train.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then, like, literally, it is always weird, these pretty woman dates.
Exactly, yeah.
But it's the date they all want.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't blame them.
And they come back. It's such a cool move to come back with the bags.
Totally. Yeah.
Of which there were items in three of the 18 bags. Yeah. It was tissue paper.
It was the two dresses.
It's just the image. She had two dresses.
Then that guy who was clearly Augustus Gloop grown up.
I loved him, Fraulein Susie.
Fraulein, that's his thing. I have red dress for Fraulein.
Did you see after he said...
Oh, dear, a female dear.
After he said... Es eine Fraulein Sarah hier. And then they pointed. He turned around, and there was clearly a male voice said, "Thank you very much."
Wait, what?
Sounded like an American man.
Wait a minute.
He said...
Are you saying Elvis is still alive?
It was bizarre.
Thank you very much.
It sounded like he turned around and then said, "Thank you very much."
No way.
As he was walking into the room.
Maybe Susie has an off-screen voice. It's a bit different.
They went to this designer with these ball gowns, Eva Persinski, and she tried on this insane giant pink feather dress.
Yeah.
How many birds were stripped?
Does anyone know this designer?
No.
Okay, because I love this with the musicians and the designers, because they've obviously been given a bit of paper.
Yeah.
That says... She is dressed.
Yeah.
People on the red carpet, celebrities, and stuff like that. She is one of the world's best designers.
Yeah.
I know.
Because it's like, you're going to meet. I can't even remember the lady's name.
Eva Persinski.
Yeah, Eva Persinski. And she was just like this, maybe I'll sell a few dresses.
Yeah. Because there's a market for these gowns. Like, who buys all these gowns? What are these for?
She looked like she was on a date with Big Bird.
Yeah, it was. That pink feather dress was bananas. It was so Loco and the Coco. So then he goes, "I've seen so many sides to Susie today."
The front and the back.
By the way, a lot of people tweeted at us the only time he's looked natural was in Lederhosen.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you notice, by the way, I found it so creepy when she was trying on the dresses, the way he was like circling her like looking her up and down, and he kept doing the tongue thing while he was doing it.
The lizard licking.
He does this all the time.
He has a tick. He has a facial tick.
But the way he was flanking her, I was like, I don't enjoy this.
Do you do that with your teenage girl?
I'm glad you're making these jokes.
Not with this hip.
I took my teenage girl around and I didn't yell at her.
No, come on.
Because the other option is he took her around and just yelled at her all day.
Cut it out.
Just with the rooftop down, driving around Sunset like, "Hey, you don't know what it's like.
You embarrass me in front of my friends." Yeah. Tiffany, you will never talk.
A lot of people watch Supernatural.
I wanted to make a good impression of Jim Jeffries. He's going to remember me as a guy who takes a teenage girl around. I really fucked myself.
Like a champion.
Like a champion.
Like a champion.
Like a full champion. Look at that. She even put mittens on the tennis ball. There's a rose wrapping around my... She gave me a puka shell necklace. That's a champion.
You, with your visor?
That's me with my visor.
This is Whitney's drawing.
This is Whitney's drawing. Look at me. I'm a champion.
Yeah.
But I'm getting a little cocky, like a tyrant, like a tyrannical.
It would behoove you to stop picking that picture up.
Okay. Listen, you embarrassed me out there. So then
Speaking
he goes.
Speaking of behooves.
Oh, yeah, look at the hooves. Look at the hooves and the shrimp. Okay, so then there's so many sides of. So then they're kissing. She's giddy. She's got the bags. And she takes out the Louboutins. Gabby is so. It's the first time I've seen Gabby so jealous.
So pissed off.
Oh, right. She's like, "What in the fuck? I want those. Are those lubes? Those fucking Louboutins? I want those fucking Louboutins. Sometimes gonna take a little wacky, but like, I don't want fucking Louis Vuittons.
I don't say Louis Vuittons.
And then the guy goes, excuse, Frau Lanzel. Thank you very much. And then
guten Tag.
And then they
ich so, bin einen undressen.
And then someone goes, so red is his favorite color. And then Gabby's freaking out.
Imagine that German bloke when he goes back to his wife after filming that day. I was on TV show. I carry a red dress. Because one day you're just working as butler, the next day TV star.
I joined the SAG. I have insurance.
I have Cobra. I'm earning enough to get Cobra now.
Yeah. I got to see number one artist in the world, Christy Berg. Big day.
Christopher.
Remember, like, Hasselhoff was big in Germany. Christopher might still be in the charts.
Could be huge.
Yeah.
So then she puts on the red dress. She goes to the Paris. And he's like, God, I love being able to spoil you today because you're so humble. That grossed me out.
It was weird.
It was like, first of all, you didn't buy any of this stuff. Second of all, it's like, oh, my poor little church mouse. Poor as this little humble living in the shack. No electricity. You're so humble, so modest. God forbid a woman has any, like, anything but humility.
You don't feel you deserve it.
You don't feel you deserve that.
Why does she think she's humble?
I mean, I don't even, and he's like, she's like, it almost made me uncomfortable. No man has ever wanted to do something for me like that before. Who's ever been taken on a date and bought an enormous red ball gown on a second date?
No, that's still, a man still hasn't done that for her. The producers of The Bachelor did that for her.
So then he goes.
I have problems with how Americans use the word humble as well.
Let's talk about it.
None of you know how to use it right.
I believe you. I know nothing.
Every single time one of you gets nominated for an Oscar.
That's me. Three times.
You go like this. You go, it's very humbling being nominated alongside Sandra Bullock and Meryl Streep and all these different people. It's very humbling. No. That's not humbling.
That's
it's
not
the opposite
word.
Of humbling.
Yeah.
Humbling is being not nominated at all.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Like,
right.
What just happened to you is ego boosting.
Right.
Which
yes,
is a different
exactly.
thing.
Yes. Right. That's right.
It
that's
is.
Right.
It's misused. So, and there was even someone who said, I'm humbly going to take my leave. I've heard people say that. I'm humbly leaving Top Chef.
Yes.
No, you're not. You've just made yourself a martyr.
You're leaving it like an asshole.
There's no humbly.
Humbling is her putting this dress on and she's too big for it and the designer tells her.
That would be humble. Yes, you're right.
Anna texted us. Anna, last night, the question was, do they have to be a sample size to get picked for this date?
Yeah, they must.
Because well, they all already like they are, took, I mean.
They didn't take any measurements. She just put it on. And I was like, oh, you just casually sample size?
They all are.
Yes.
Must be nice.
They're all a size 4.
They all are. So then he goes. He goes. Yeah. He's like, zero. I've almost pushed you away. It's humble. I grew up in a humble house. I have to struggle to accept things. I want to stand alone. I actually really like Susie, I have to say.
I like Susie. She's like a cuter Hannah B.
Yeah,
for sure.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. She goes, I want to stand alone. I wanted to make my parents proud. My parents had very humble upbringings. And my dad, I mean, she's like every dad. I'm like, not my dad. Like, you know, every dad's protective. Nope. She's like, you can do anything. I don't relate. And he's like, all you have to do is be yourself and they'll fall in love with me. And then he gives her the rose.
They'd be gorgeous.
And then they start dancing and they wheel out Christa Berg. He's like, Lady in Red.
I tell you what, that was my dad's favorite song when I was a kid. And I remember when that song came. Like you said you didn't even know the song.
No, I just had to, like, I had to be
You didn't
reminded.
Know this song?
I had that album. I loved it.
I knew the so song. Good. I just couldn't remember if he wrote the song, and that's his song.
What else did he write?
I don't remember.
Oh, I remember all of Christa Berg's other hits. Take a Walk on the Wild Side in Red. And there was a movie. There was
The Lady in Red
with Gene Wilder.
Yeah.
That's right. I remember. So they're slow
Which
dancing.
Came first?
The song.
No, the song came first.
The song came first.
It was used in the movie Lady in Red.
Yeah, the movie was named after the song. Yeah, the song was already a hit. Oh,
they start slow dancing, and they have the weirdest. They just hold mouth to mouth. And they're like kissing, but not moving their faces. Like they're just slow dancing, connected at the mouth, like with the weirdest kiss, and then like a lip lock. And then he ends it with, "I love you."
That's the end of the song.
Well, Christopher, that's what he says at the end of the song.
I know it was so eerie alone. It was eerie.
Look, what did you want? The Prodigy saying, "Slap my bitch up." Like, what's up? Oh, that guy's dead. That's it.
Right, you can't get them anymore.
I can't get that many. We tried to get them.
You got to go an old school song. It's not a bad song.
No, no,
hey,
great
in terms
song.
Of, yeah, in terms of the musical guests that they have for
oh,
the show,
yeah.
we've
bigger
never had
star.
Anybody.
Oh, bigger yeah. star
Huge
from
star.
The 80s.
Huge
I didn't
star.
See this weird beta fish mouth kiss dancing. I was looking up Christa Berg.
I was looking at Christa Berg's hands.
What year was it?
He's going to need some type of arthritis cream after this.
Well, he's 78 or something.
Yeah, he's playing the piano.
Yeah.
And he's played this song 18 jillion times.
Well, if he invested wisely, he's doing fine.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I went down a Christa Berg hole. That's what I looked. I was like, Christa Berg, and I looked at my...
Yeah, you know who he is.
I know who he is. Yeah. I know who he is, but then I went out on this...
He hit the Titanic.
He divorced his wife and married some big supermodel. There's a whole...
Are they still married?
I
thought he's been married since 1977. That's what Wikipedia said.
Oh, you guys all went on the De Berg hole.
No, I just...
I did.
Okay.
I did, and his last name's not really De Berg.
I was still looking at Genevieve in bikinis, all right?
I looked up...
Is that what you want to hear?
I looked up Jim Jeffries. Jim Jeffries' last name is different than Jeffries.
Nugent.
Nugent.
Like Ted Nugent.
Oh, yeah. Christa Berg's affair, all we know.
Oh, that's exciting. Look at this photo. Look at that photo.
6 foot tall lady.
Dancing.
You're not my wife.
Is swinging me around.
Sitting on my face.
Doesn't look like Dudley Moore and Susan Anton.
Exactly.
Wow, that's something.
Yeah. Big height difference.
Wait, Jim's last name is Nugent.
Nugent.
Why'd you change it?
Because, I'll tell you the whole name. My real name is Jeffrey with a G.
You're Geoff.
Jeffrey James Nugent, right?
Okay,
the Geoffrey.
I had a promising career in musical theater, and I remember wanting we're not getting into this now, Arden.
Sorry, I got excited.
Right? So, at that stage, I wanted to tell dirty jokes on stage. And I thought, if it goes either way. And the first two times I went on stage, they pronounced my name wrong. But the first time I walked on stage, please welcome Godfrey Nugent. Godfrey Nugent. Godfrey Nugent's not a bad boy comedian. He's not going to get me. Who are you going to see right now? Godfrey Nugent.
Oh, my God.
And so I changed it to Jeffrey James, and I changed it to Jim Jeffries. It was about a two-week process.
Godfrey Nugent.
And now I was 20 years old.
Godfrey
that's what you
Nugent.
Did in show business. And now I've had my time. But now my kids have the name Jeffries.
Yes, it's you. It's
yeah,
you
but I
am.
Still keep Nugent. So when we go through passports, it looks like I'm kidnapping a kid all the time.
Oh, you've mentioned that.
With that passport picture.
Yeah, you can get anything.
Wow.
Godfrey Nugent, the moist tour.
The moist tour.
I think I might call my last special Godfrey Nugent.
I love it.
Yeah, you should.
Godfrey Nugent.
Nugent.
That's a good tour name.
Nugent.
Too.
Nugent right. is moist tour.
It's like, so my brother just had a baby, and his name's still Nugent, right? And so he goes, and like, Ted Nugent's not really a thing in Australia.
Sure.
Right? And so I go, what are you going to call him? He goes, Theodore. We'll call him Teddy or Ted. And I go, You're gonna call my nephew Ted Nugent?
Right? That's amazing.
And I said, he's a bit of a controversial figure. And he goes, no one knows that old rocker like that. I go, they do. I go, every time I come back into America, any relation to Ted?
Every single fucking time
I get any relation to Ted. He's going to be called Ted Nugent.
Yeah.
And I'm famously the anti-gun comedian.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you're fucking Ted Nugent's my nephew.
Oh, my God.
I said, he's the only famous Nugent.
Ever. Fuck you.
Ever. I'm the second most famous, and I changed my name.
Godfrey Nugent.
You can have any first name. Yeah, don't
Nugent.
Do that one.
Godfrey Nugent.
That's amazing.
All right, here we go. So we keep going. Then we're up to a group date with a date card signed by Sigmund Freud.
Oh, yeah, Sigmund Freud. The guy to invent psychoanalysis or whatever you want to fucking call it. And it's never improved.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, this is all still the same. We all want to fuck our mums, do we?
Yeah.
Like, it's okay, I'll tell you a little funny story. So, for my birthday the other week, I went to Vegas with the
He's
wife.
He's a Valentine's Day baby.
I went to Vegas with my wife, and we were at the Wynn, and we went to, they suggested a restaurant to us, and it was 5-star pricing, and it was called Sinatra's, and it was an Italian restaurant.
Nice.
And the whole theme in the restaurant was, these are the recipes that Sinatra's grandmother used to cook him. And I'm just like, and at first we're like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then as I was eating this slop, I thought to myself, Why the fuck would I follow the taste buds of a man who smoked 60 a day
yeah.
and was drunk half the time? Hey, this one's not got enough ash in it. You know what I mean? Like, I'll listen to it when it comes to music. Sing me a song, Frank. I don't care how you had your clams, whatever.
I don't care how you had your clams.
So how did I get onto this?
Oh, the psychotherapy.
Oh, the psychotherapy. Yeah, well, Sigmund Freud. Are we going to listen to this bloke forever?
Haven't
we progressed?
Well, it's better than they didn't wheel out Nick Viall as the group therapist. They wheeled out some sexy actress with a, you know, she's good because she has a finger tattoo of a peace sign on her finger.
Oh, I loved her. I loved her. Yes. I think she's the most attractive and sexy woman I've ever seen on the Bachelor franchise.
Oh, she was hot.
I'm straight too, just so you know. You don't know. I'm married to a man. I mean, you know, college, whatever. But I think she's gorgeous.
She was hot.
And
your man's
like
still in college?
Seasoned. She drives her teen around.
Does he know my teen girl?
He drives her teen boy around and yells at him on Saturday night.
I know.
My teen boy.
Yeah. I never yell at my daughter.
And I didn't yell at her or hit her or nothing. I put out two cigarettes on her neck and called it a day.
Your Honor.
So then they go in. And
I
then
loved her.
Genevieve, right before, and she's like, I haven't gone to a therapy for a reason. I'm like, uh-oh. Yeah.
Well, so, I'm with my girl Genevieve. I'm with her.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if you're not I'm a big therapy person. I believe in therapy. I think people should go to therapy. It helps people. But I'm not a big do therapy on TV type
of
guy.
No.
Yeah. Why won't you open up to me? Because there's fucking four cameras on me.
Yeah, there's four cameras. We don't need to get into my dirt in front of. So Gabby was so lovable. She's so cute. She's very authentic, which is why we all love our girl Gabby.
I like her.
She's like opening up. He's like, it feels so deep. Like this, I feel more. I haven't been able to feel anything
that
for so long
outfit
time.
That's a good outfit for her as well.
Yeah, she has a banging bod.
Banging bod.
She's got a banging bod.
Yeah, yeah,
I noticed
yeah,
that.
Yeah, her bum looked very good.
Her bum, those pants. She looks
those
hot
pants
in those.
Yeah.
That's what I saw. I was like, oh, she's got a rocking bod.
Body, yeah.
That was her best. Like, I was like,
that's a good side.
All of a sudden, it all made sense.
Yeah.
It all made sense.
It did make sense. Once I saw her body, I was like, oh, there was a woman I went to high school with who I remember one time she would wear like these big sacks. And I remember one time we all like saw her like in a bikini, or we were like, what the fuck? You're hiding that under there? Like, holy shit. We like, we're like, you gotta like promote that. And then she ended up later doing Playboy.
No way.
Yeah. Anyway.
She did promote it.
So she did.
Because of you, Arden.
Because of me. You're welcome.
You made her a champion.
I made her a champion. I made her a champion. She full champion. So then, and then she's like, you know, I think I misunderstood what love was, because like I was so much, I wanted to make somebody happy. So that was like, she's very sweet. Her mom sounds like she got mixed signals, like would withhold stuff. We love Gabby. Then Genevieve is nervous. He's super horny for Teddy. So Genevieve goes in and she's like, you know, I want to try to express to you what I feel. And then she just like chokes up and she goes, fuck. She goes, I think, God, I don't even know what's going on inside me. First of all, she hasn't had a date with him. Why would she have anything to express about their relationship? She feels insulted. She feels not seen, chosen.
They have to stop calling group dates dates. The single dates are you get dresses and you go hot air balloon riding and you eat sushi off each other's bodies.
Yes.
Group dates are you're going to punch each other.
That's right.
It's literally you're going to play football.
She hasn't.
Or we're going to find out if you've had some uncle who touched you and you're going to have to cry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's literally what the dates
are. It's
going
to be something miserable.
You're going to cry. Welcome to the group date.
Yeah she hasn't probably. Had it. She hasn't had a solo date. So like, why would she want to open up? She hasn't had any private time with him.
Yep.
And then the hot therapist is like, well, if you can't.
I know. I felt for her. I was like, what's she supposed to say to this guy? Mm-hmm. So then he goes, hometowns are next week. Hey, do you mind if we talk in private? So then he's like, you've got walls up. And if you can't tear those walls down, we can't move on. You know, it's hard for me. Like, if I'm going to meet your family next week, I'm not going to get anywhere. So then she gets cut. She's like, I'm like, I have to let my walls down. I have stuff to work on. And I thought, there's nothing wrong. Like, look, maybe that's true. But, like, I don't blame you for not. He's never made you feel safe enough. He's never shown any interest in you. Why would you want to let your walls down with this guy?
I thought that was actually very mature of her to say, I guess I am going to have to let my wife. clearly yeah. not now, not with this guy, yeah, not yeah, on TV. Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. I think she was aware yes. of, that's something I was completely uncomfortable doing. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go home. Yeah. And it's something that I'll work on. It was yeah. a very mature,
I agree.
Thoughtful way to respond.
But if you're she's
right,
listening
Genevieve,
to this,
yeah,
that's all right. If she's listening to this, Genevieve, you're a champion. And I yeah. don't think it was a safe environment for no. you to put your walls down, because he's not interested and he never paid attention to you. And like, you're protecting yourself. Dr. Banana, you're a doctor.
Question. Yes, I'm a doctor. What would you guys say to that Angelina Jolie therapist?
You're like, wow, you look so great. Are you a real therapist? How'd you get so sexy?
I really like your shoes. You have the only shoes worth walking in.
Will you comb my hair?
A part of me was like,
why wouldn't you let Brad see his kids?
Part of me was like, if you wanted to get through, you honestly could say anything at this point.
Yes, exactly.
So what would you guys say?
What would I say to that therapist?
Yeah, what would be your trauma of opening up?
I'd do what I always do, just go on about me dyslexia.
Oh, right,
it's a good way to get out. Find it hard to read. Yeah. It's always been hard in my life. And right. I don't want to be an actor, and the scripts are hard. Time to read are hard. Yeah.
But I do know how to love.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
I would say I did. I grew up with mixed signals about, I had a great mom, but I had a dad that was like very belittling to me. And he would say, like, who would want to marry you? But like, I'm working on myself. And I know that's his
problem. He'd drive
me
around and yell at me.
And then he would drive me around and he'd be like, I'm not your Uber driver. It's my Saturday night.
But there was that one weekend where he didn't beat me and he didn't yell at me. And it was special and precious.
What would you say?
My dad left when I was young.
Yeah. What would you say, Padgett? Dad late night phone call?
I don't know.
You had the late night call with your dad.
Uh-oh. When he called and told me to put two condoms on?
Yes, that's what you say. That's what you say to the therapist.
I would say that on ABC. I wouldn't.
Yes.
I can't believe I said it here on Will You Accept This Rose?
This is our safe. This is our champion training
program.
I do feel
safer with you, Arden, than anyone has felt with Clayton.
That's right. Clayton is not safe with these ladies.
No, but I don't. I understand why Genevieve didn't want to.
Me too.
Was she asked to reveal a trauma?
Probably.
Yeah.
Is that what that whole thing was?
Yeah. Constantly doing
See,
that.
I don't like how he lacks any compassion. He's treating this
Where's
like.
Where's his trauma?
Like it's a boy.
That he was slightly chubby as a child? Is that?
Oh, that one.
That's his trauma.
Oh, God. And he's got, like, abs now, and he's like, and I used to be a bit fatter. What the fuck?
I couldn't
was
wear skinny
last week. And I'll be fatter again, and I'll be thinner again. Like, you haven't put it back on during COVID, mate. You're fine.
Yeah.
Need trust in that.
That's my trauma, so then Clayton hasn't gained weight.
So then Rachel is in her head. She's like, I just didn't know if I could, like, do, like, this whole competition. And he's worried. He's like, oh, my girl, my whisper pilot. She's not going to whisper and be a pilot anymore. Sarah is like, so then Sarah.
Oh, which one's the whisper pilot? Sorry.
Whisper pilot Rachel. She's the one that's going to win.
Oh, yeah. The
oh, you think no? She's going to be the one?
Oh yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know, they've told us too much. Like, I slept with all three.
I know what's coming up.
You know the first episode. You know what's going to happen. He bangs them all in the dream suites.
I love this woman. And it feels so good.
Yeah.
But he tells three women he loves them?
Yes,
is that what
apparently.
We keep saying?
I was in love with
again?
One of you, but now I'm in love with all of you.
In love with her, I am in love with you, and I was intimate with two
of you. Yeah.
No, I think he was intimate
like
with all
person.
Three of them, but he got flicked one of them off, and then he said, I'm in love with three women.
Flicked.
He de-rosed her. Which, oh, God, that would have, what have you done to the other girl with the curly hair? Anyway, so, I think he slept with all three.
We knew too much. Yeah.
We know too much.
He could have said, I slept with all three of them, and then they shouldn't have shown us the pictures of the girls. Because I always knew Sinead wasn't making it.
Yeah.
I always knew that. And like, also with Sinead, I know you've probably talked about this ad nauseum.
Please, go for it.
Did this girl not think that eventually he'd watch the show?
Oh, Sinead, when she was doing all of her hand wringing.
She's just lying
her
and going, I should win an Oscar. Yeah. I should win a this. I don't feel like going, well, you shouldn't. I don't know if you know how those awards work. You have to be in an actual production, just acting around your house. They're not going, look, this lady at the shop cried and got a refund when she shouldn't have got one. I think she should be up there with Hanks.
It would be very humbling for her.
Be humbling. So humbling for her to be nominated.
We think she just wants to get to Bachelor in Paradise.
And so, oh, until
she's
16.
In oh, she's Bachelor in.
Oh, she's in.
Paradise.
Oh, she will be.
So Sarah goes. So here we go. Sara coming in. She's like, I love therapy. I love therapy.
Oh, so patronizing.
She's like, you know what?
Oh my God, yeah.
So then she's like, she goes into her tears.
Knew it.
The therapist knew it.
Just looking right at her.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you patronizing little shit.
She's like, I love it, you know.
So I'm so glad you're here.
So then we
she says to the therapist, I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah. So she goes, so then we find out. Yeah,
bring it back in now.
So then we go back. We go back. And so there's some cocktails afterwards. And so he's super in on Sarah. And so they're like, she's like, look, you know, the therapist goes, some people were honest and some were not. Some were very performative in their emotions.
And then he does that thing when anyone says anything about someone told a lie where he's like, oh, no.
What? Oh, dear.
Oh. Are you telling me that there are people here for the wrong reasons?
But you could see it in her face. She's not a doctor, though. She was a therapist, right?
She's a psychoanalyst. She's like an ex.
Does that mean
I would have liked it at the end if she just prescribed some drugs.
Yeah. That would have been great.
I want her to be a real doctor.
Zoloft.
Yeah.
Well, it's also like, how does she know that they're lying?
Oh, she... But you can see in her face. She's watching her.
Yeah.
And when the doctor, Catherine Billabong, I couldn't understand her last name. When she
Dr.
was
Billabong.
Billabong.
Billabong's an Australian.
Billabong.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe you
ever
inspired
bought the
board
shorts?
That. When Catherine,
Dr. Billabong, the board shorts.
Yeah, it's a body of water.
Okay.
On a farm. Anyway.
Oh, Billabong?
Yeah,
Billabong.
Once a jelly swagman can't buy a
yeah,
Billabong.
Yeah, it's the board
Billabong's
shorts.
It's a thing.
I thought it was a fashion design company.
It's named after the body of water.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's for board shorts. It's like bathing
a body of water on a farm?
Well, it's just a circle of water. It's just a pond of water that you'll have, that like a Billabong, where you can go get water and stuff in a more sort of country area. You wouldn't have it next to a beach, a Billabong. It's a thing.
Then how did
why would they call it board shorts?
Yeah.
Oh, look, I don't know everything about the bloody country. I haven't lived there in 20 fucking years. Stop pressuring me.
How old are you? Are you as old as Mara? Godfrey Nugent. What did they call you?
Godfrey Nugget.
Nugget. Godfrey Nugget. You tricked me again.
Australian ambassador.
Godfrey Nugget.
Sadly, my range of board shorts called Nugent never really took off.
It's all Speedos called Nugent.
Live and large, buy Nugent.
Nugget.
Cover your Nugent.
cover your nugget with Nugget board shorts.
Oh, my God.
Quicksilver, Billabong, and Nugget. All in competition.
Don't mind that the founder stole another baby. internationally.
Also, to answer your thing, a producer told her to say that, right?
What?
A producer told her to be like someone's
no,
being
when
performative.
When she was listening to her, she started doing all of the hand on the face stuff.
But the producer said, which is
a pantomime. People do that when they're trying to stop themselves from saying something.
No, but the producers told her to do that.
Yeah. Are you saying you don't think she was a real doctor? I want her to be a real doctor.
I think she has to be a therapist.
I think she was a real doctor, but then they were probably like, hey, you need to actually say this in this moment to send Clayton.
Oh, I thought she
could. No, she was a real doctor.
But
they definitely found some sort of Instagram-y therapist who is like...
The Foxy Freudian. I know. She's probably got
Foxy Freud.
Instagram.
Fräulein Foxy Freud.
Fräulein Foxy Freud.
Fräulein Foxy Freud. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You have Oedipus syndrome. Do I look like your mother?
You want to fuck me? You want to fuck mommy? Oh, baby boy like mommy. It's not Saturday night. You're not getting driven around now. But boy, get in the back seat. I'm not your Uber.
Yeah, Uber sounds very German.
Uber.
It is German. Uber.
I'm not your Uber. Yeah.
Deutschland Uber alles.
Deutschland Uber Nugent.
Germany overall.
So then
Rachel tells him, she's like, I was just feeling really insecure. He's like, why? Because I think he, like, this to me, she's the one. She's like, look, when Sarah came back, she told me and Teddy that you guys cried together. He's like, what? I don't cry.
Yeah, he was so, his masculinity was threatened.
I big boy, no cry.
She said, I cried.
I sent her no crack cry centaur. There's no truth in that.
He started kicking his hoofs up and
down. Where my Hillary Clinton coat? I love this woman and it feels so good. Like a man, like a big boy horseman. So then Rachel starts crying. She's like, it's really hard.
You're very funny.
You're funny too, Jim. You're funny too, Jim. You're very fun. So then they go. So then there's like, you know, she's like, starts crying. She's like, Croatia was hard for me. It flipped me for real. And then Teddy was like, yeah, I heard stuff. She's trying to manipulate us to pull us away. And he's like, what? My little virgin and my main girl? No. And so then he's like, hey, Sarah, can I talk to you for a second? Sarah's like, I have not said any of those things, but I do feel like whatever I say or whatever I do is wrong. And this was the best when he was like, I don't believe you.
I think you were trying to cry.
I feel like you were fake crying for me.
And then
she said, then she stopped and goes, I literally have no tears left.
Yeah, it was the craziest response. I mean, I actually kind of have to admire it. Like, she immediately stops it. I actually have no tears
and
left.
Then he goes,
cried
and
about
then he,
this so much. I'm dehydrated.
Tears. Yeah, and then he looked at her.
My body can't muster any more emotion.
And then he looked at her and he goes, I don't believe you. And I was like, this is the best exchange I've ever seen on television.
It was the first time that he didn't believe somebody.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
He's at the that whole he used show, his own like, nugget yeah. to come to the conclusion that
she was
lying
to him.
He used
his own big boy nugget. And then he goes, I can't move forward with you. And she was like, he's like, I don't believe you. I can't move forward with you. And I can't trust you. So I can't give you a rose out. That centaur withheld a rose. And then that was it. She was gone. What did you guys think?
It was the first time. Like, in the past, if she'd said, like, cried like that, he would have gone back to, like, the therapist. Like,
yeah.
I think you were wrong because she actually did cry.
Yeah.
He would have gone. And he believes everybody.
He believes
but this
everybody.
Is the first time he's like, I'm going to stand my ground. I don't believe you. So, that was, you know, that was nice of him actually to stand by that. But
she was a real drag by the end. Total drip.
She turned into
such a drip. Total drip.
I agree.
Yeah.
I do think it's because Rachel told him.
Yes, I agree with you.
And Rachel doesn't lie.
Yeah, Rachel's the whisperer.
He believed Shanae every fucking
because he wanted to fuck Shanae.
Yeah,
he wanted to fuck Shanae.
He dug Shanae.
Because she was sexy. And she'd be like, oh, daddy. Oh, I did it again. I apologize, daddy. And he's like, you apologize, Shanae. Okay, you're a bad girl.
make out.
Like, oops, I was bad again. I'll go say sorry to the girls. And he's like, okay. horny horseman likey. Yeah.
I can see the appeal of Sinead. I've been out with Sinead's in my day.
She's hot.
Yeah, these nightmares where you keep on forgiving them.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You're like, your friends are like, don't go near her.
Don't do it.
Anymore. You're like, she said she changed.
We've all done that.
Oh, yeah.
Who is your worst that your friends hated? No names. Have you ever been, but people are like, why are, I dated a guy that I remember, like, I realized one day he was such a piece of shit. Clothing designer. Fucking entitled. But he had no money. I would pay for shit. And
that's
he'd be like,
that Ralph Lauren for you.
I did. Ralph Lipschitz. We made love for hours, and he was dressed all in turquoise and denim. There's a horse nearby. No, this guy, I remember one time he was like such an asshole, and like, he like moved in with me without asking. I remember being like, wait, did you just come straight here from work? Like, do you still have an apartment? Or like, because he wasn't paying rent. He just kind of like moved in.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was when I dated Ralph Lauren for like 6 months. It was gorgeous. We made love day and night, but what a piece of shit. Who did your friends hate the most?
I was married for like 30 years at a young age.
Whoa. It was her? Your friends hated her?
No. Yeah, high school? Did you have a bad... no, you didn't.
And my wife hated my mistress.
In college, yeah, I had a girl that everyone said it was, you know, she was no good. I was like, no, she really loves me. And turns out she was having sex with this guy down the hall.
And that's right.
But I wanted to believe that she didn't. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, the guy that moved in with me was having sex with like somebody else and was like, how dare you?
Yeah.
Oh, I've had that where the girl's having sex with someone else and your friends are like, I think she's fucking other people, dude. Yeah. And you're just like this, she said she was.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Pageant,
that's not like her.
Have you had guys that people hated?
There was the one. Who's wanted by the FBI. Who also cheated on me with my friend.
That'll do
and
it.
And was dealing cocaine.
That'll do it.
So, yeah. And it was mostly my parents. Mostly my parents saying, do not get back together with that guy.
Right,
and I did. I got back together with him.
Of course you did. Y'all did. Tana, Katie, who'd you have?
Yeah, I had this musician who everyone kept being like...
John Mayer?
Yeah, it was John Mayer. And I would be like, he thinks my body's a wonderland. But no, but everyone would be like, he's got a girlfriend in every city. And I'd be like, no, I don't think so. But he did.
Yeah, he did. My guy did too. I remember Debbie Mazar helped me like call the phone company to get records.
What?
So it was like, yeah, like Debbie Mazar was like... Fuck this guy. This guy's fucking around on you. And I was like, no, Debbie. And it was like, of course he was. Katie?
I was seeing a guy in college on and off for like a year and a half. And he just like would treat me like shit. But he would do this thing where like one day he'd be like, oh, I like you so much. And the next day he'd be like, you really need to give me space.
Yeah.
And he would do this all
the
time.
Your friends hated him?
Yeah. Like, well, my friends, like, they didn't hate him. But they were like, just stop dating him.
Yeah.
Like, stay away from him.
Here's what we all didn't know at that time. That we're all fucking champion.
Yeah, no.
That we need
I learned a lot.
You need to become a champion.
A guy does that now. I'm like,
you need to be a champion. Champion see champion.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right. All right. We're going to take a break. And we're going to come right back. And we're going to conclude champion practice.
Oh, Bone Zone.
Time for the Bone Zone. All right, and we're back. So here we are. We have Serene gets another date. Were we surprised that Serene got another date?
No, I think he likes her.
Yeah, he likes her.
And she seems really nice.
She's lovely.
She's so classy, so pretty, and like... not a good match for him. Just so many of these women, I just feel like
you could do
why,
better.
Yeah, why he not?
You
him?
Would do
better.
Him.
Leave
yeah. right.
Yeah. She could do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She better. She can do better.
Yeah.
So she's like, I trust you. There's a horse and a carriage. They go and eat really hot chestnuts.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they dance to an accordion, and they have. He has no sense of time. And there's an old couple going 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and he was like, horseman, 2, 2, 3, 2.
You, you gotta give it up for Austria over Croatia though. Like in Austria, you get like horses and carriages, and you get Chris de Burgh and you get red dresses, and then in Croatia, you get to fight with shields.
Meet me at the bell tower.
Yeah, is that where they eat fish eye?
Yeah, exactly.
Eat a fish eye and push each other out of a circle like sumos.
You get Christopher. So then she's like, look, I don't date a lot. In high school, I had a high school sweetheart. And, you know, I'm just fearful of letting my walls down. But I do want to tell you, I am falling in love with you. And he's like, here's the road.
Yeah.
That was it. That was the whole date.
So he gave her the rose during the appetizer.
It was like, literally like
so quick.
That was it.
That's all you need to tell him.
That was the whole date. That was it. That was the whole date. There's nothing else in the date.
Nothing else happened.
No.
And if I was the bachelor, I'd give the rose a petal at a time during the date.
You'd be an amazing
okay,
guy.
That's good.
Okay.
You're on the right track.
Yeah.
There's still more of the rose to go.
Yeah. And then...
So the girl had to bring it back in a bag.
Yeah. Then they stand in front of the Klimt painting, The Kiss, and they're like, we must recreate the painting! Mm. That was the whole date. And then we have the rose ceremony... And he cut Teddy, which I was surprised because I did think he wanted
Me
to have
too.
Sex with her.
I thought she was going for
Teddy
it.
Was surprised.
And then she had an excellent audition to be a very young bachelorette. She had an excellent exit audition in that limo. It's like, I trust that somebody, why am I coming up short? I feel like I'm lovable, but like, why am I coming up short? That was an excellent audition to be the bachelorette.
I think the money's on her because they won't send her to paradise because of the virgin thing, right?
I don't know.
She has there been a virgin in Paris?
She's 24.
Colton.
But it's a guy. It's different.
No, yeah, we did. We had scallop fingers.
Ashley, I as well.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, scallop fingers.
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe. But
I definitely don't think she'll be the Bachelorette.
I would you like to start so? A show called Virgin in Paradise.
Virgin in Paradise. Virgin Colada.
And everyone's a virgin. That's good, right?
That's pretty good.
Just awkwardly. Do you want to go to the fingering suite?
the finger hut. I'll meet you at the fingering palapa.
yeah. The boom room.
Yeah,
the boom room.
The boom room. The dry hump shed. I'll meet you in the dry hump shed. The dry humping was fun.
Oh, it, heck yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was a big deal when you were young. Yeah,
there was
a
guy, cut out his name. I dated him for a couple weeks.
We don't know who he is. You could have just said there's a guy. Why do we have to say Godfrey Nuggin?
There was a guy, Godfrey Nuggin. He would dry hump. He always wore white jeans, and he would dry hump so much with those thick denim jeans that my pelvis would be bruised.
Oh.
They weren't always white. He just dry humped a lot.
Tie-dye. They were tie-dyed white.
You didn't want to get him under one of those infrared lights.
Straight up blue when he bought
them. Oh, yeah, for sure. You guys... Well, overall, that was the end of the episode. I was shocked that Teddy was cut.
Me too.
I really felt like he wanted to have sex with her. Anna, what do you think?
That was tough.
That
I
was
thought
tough.
Teddy was going far. First
Me
impression
too.
Rose.
Me too. Yeah. First impression
Incredible.
Rose.
See, I thought they kind of fell off.
Yeah,
and
they did.
I thought he liked Gabby. That's who he gave it to. Yeah, it was Gabby.
He picked Gabby.
I was like, I kind of saw him liking Gabby more. I don't know.
And again, Teddy and him, though, I don't see them together.
No.
She's
I don't
so
see
cool.
With anybody.
And Gabby had that rockin' bod at the therapy outfit.
Yeah. I think what happened is he realized she wouldn't be in love with him by fantasy suites, so they wouldn't have sex.
By the dream suites?
Yeah. Yeah. So he was like, ugh.
Who's the front runner now?
Rachel.
The pilot.
I think Rachel and Susie.
Rachel's
the
one. I think
Susie might win.
Okay, let's go around. Who do you think is going to win? And who do you think is going to be Bachelorette?
Said it
I'm sorry. I didn't
think until you just said about it. Yeah, I guess Teddy's your next Bachelorette.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay, who do you think is going to win? Who do you think is the Bachelorette?
I think the pilot's going to win.
Rachel. And who's the Bachelorette?
What about Jim's girl, Genevieve, as the Bachelorette?
Yeah, she's a good option.
They didn't like her enough.
Because she doesn't open up. Okay, I'll go with Teddy.
Yeah, she...
I just really like Teddy.
Genevieve will never cry like, why can't I find love? And they need a why can't I find love.
Yeah.
All right, Padgett, who's going to win? Who's going to be Bachelorette?
I think Susie's... I don't know. Which one's the one that he trusts? What's her name?
Rachel.
I guess Rachel wins, maybe... Because I'm still hankering for that geriatric Bachelor franchise, Mara.
Oh.
Bachelorette.
Oh, but,
32.
Yeah, but Mara might go Ready in the to... old Bachelor season that's coming up.
It's never going to come up. They keep teasing it.
Remember,
they
had like
it.
That old lady show up.
I think that was Rachel. That was the joke, though, that they never air it.
I'm looking forward to when they do the pretty woman date on the geriatric Bachelor, and it's for life alert necklaces.
For the plastic stool that you have in the shower, so you won't.
Instead of roses, they're going to hang out tennis balls to put in your walker.
Yes, like champions. All right, who do you think is going to win, Doctor Banana? Doctor,
I'm going to go Rachel and give Bachelorette to Teddy.
Okay, Katie.
I think Rachel's going to win. I think Serene is going to be the Bachelorette.
I think Rachel's going to win. I think they're going to go exactly with what they... She looks just like Hannah Brown. I think they're just going to give it to Susie.
Susie does look exactly
I think they've gotten
dark
shit.
Horse.
They have, but they don't care. They will. I think they'll double down with the shit.
Wouldn't it be good telly, and I know they will never do this, if they just gave the Bachelorette to Sinead?
Oh my god! Yes,
I mean, ideally.
Ideally,
and then just get a lot of cunty men as well.
Oh, and a drink.
Right? Like, everyone's a cunt on the show. Yeah. All of them. I'm Australian. I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah.
It's just they're all assholes. You just bring back Chad.
Somebody would die. Somebody would actually die.
That would be amazing. Yeah.
And this group date is a knife fight.
Yeah.
We're going to reenact the fucking scene from West Side Story.
Did you know that Chad makes his money by doing OnlyFans? He's got
he bangs in people's driveway. We talk about
Chris
this all
Harrison
the time.
Chris Harrison is so good. Fuck you, Chris Harrison. I just fucked in front of your house, and I will never. You can never unknow that.
I'm trying to bait him into fucking Chad. Fuck in front of my house.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm married with kids. I have no joy in my life.
I need you to come fuck in front of my house.
I need something exciting to happen.
A bachelor villain.
Chad, fuck in front of my house.
Hey, honey, happy anniversary. I got you a present to bring in. Not quite a third, but like, just good luck outside.
I'll just wank in my garden. I'll outgross you, Chad.
Who's watching who, Chad?
Okay, you guys. Katie, Anna, we got some really nice emails. This is from Becca French. The subject is so windy. If you hear slamming, it's because we're outside. COVID safe is fucking freezing. Mittens just got out, and it was scary. You guys, Mittens. Mittens was outside,
Your little angel.
My little angel baby. Anna, but we were such a good team. We worked so well together. You were like, be cool. Mittens is outside.
We got to get Mittens.
And she just
can't startle her.
No. And you're right. You can't scare her.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is from Becca. And it said, you are helping me become a champion.
Hell yeah.
People are loving this champion thing. Arden, Tana, et al. I just have to say today's episode, FIP, yeah, you know me, was the best episode of podcasting I have ever heard. Yeah.
It was a good one.
It was such a good one. So listen to this. Turns out she has severe, I'm going to say this word wrong, my apologies, pretty severe emetophobia, which is a crippling fear of vomiting. But Arden, your attitude was oddly comforting to me. You said about my worst nightmare, it's not personal, and made light of something that I fear every day. Not only am I becoming a champion, but you are helping me to become a champion by inadvertently giving me the tools to deal with my anxiety.
Nice.
Also, the image of Mittens, thank God we got her back, holding back your hair was the right notes of cute and funny and horrifying to get me to laugh at this uncomfortable mundane thing that I spent so much of my life healing. Next time that I'm spiraling in anxiety, I remember that I'm becoming a champion. It's not personal. I have my own mittens to hold my hair back. And sometimes the best and funniest things can come from being dehydrated and running on nothing but apples. Thank you for what you do. I mean, and then she wrote, plus, isn't documenting your journey from Double Grief Island to becoming a champion also a documentary when I go on dates with the journalist? Fans in season one. P.S. When is Russian accountant Alex coming on Patreon? He was on.
Yeah, he was on. You got to go find the episode.
You got to go find the episode. Thank you so much. We love that email. That's a great email. I mean, it was just, we got an email. Jandy Pritch became a champion. She made a piece of art for us. We had another beautiful becoming a champion piece of art, which we might make into some merch. It was sent to us from, hold please.
We should make stickers of when we make merch, because I think becoming a champion sticker is a really good sticker.
It's a Roland Mechanic. Machin, I'm saying his name wrong. Look how great this is.
Let me see.
Becoming
You said that. That's great.
It's so great. It's so great. And we have our beautiful ones from Whitney. So we appreciate all of you guys. Also, we are on our way to getting to 2,000. We're up to 1.8. So now we need to take it to 1.9. There were so many great reviews that we got this week. And we appreciate if you subscribe wherever you, but leave us a review on Apple. All right. We got, I can't even pick. There's so many great reviews we got. Okay. Here's one. 5 stars. Champions only. Tune in for your weekly champion mindset, life coaching, and laughing wildly until you really weird out a stranger in public. It doesn't matter if you watch any of the Bachelor shows. Listening to Arden, Tana, and Katie and company is the highlight of my week. They got me off my own grief island, and they're getting me through the quar times. Also, it's not just a podcast, it's a community. Connecting with the Will You Accept This Rose and Tweet of the Week crew on Twitter and Instagram is turning listeners into friends. How cool is that?
That's fun.
That's so fun.
Thank you.
Oh my God, it's so good. Okay, wait. Oh, I love this one. Here's another one. 5 stars. Now, I can't, so it's cutting off part of the official title, but it was Will You Accept This Something from Phoebe. I've been listening for about a year and I'm absolutely obsessed. But recently, this podcast has really become a lifesaver as something to occupy me while nursing my new baby at all hours. Nighttime cluster feeding is made a little easier when I can simply hit play while becoming a champion milk machine and hear what hilarious, takes my Will You Accept This Rose friends have said about this absolutely bonkers TV franchise. The only downside to postpartum listening is a slight fear of popping my vagina sutures from how hard I'm laughing at Clayton's impressions of Clayton as a dopey centaur. Also, I love the production team and how long and unhinged the episodes are. I wouldn't want them to be a second shorter. Thank you for the hard work you put into this show. I mean, how cool is that? How cool is that?
I'm glad we can keep you company at night.
Oh my God, it's so good. I'm going to do one more. Here's 5 stars. Tricky dads, don't be drips, okay? This is from Alaskan in Rhode Island. I genuinely didn't know how long it took me to write this review. I have a weird job. I work in a cemetery, and sometimes I listen to Will You Accept This Road while I'm driving around the cemetery during my projects, and I have to stifle my laughter a lot. I'm also a Rhode Islander, and I used to volunteer over in Tiverton, and I would wave at Little Compton every time in Arden's honor. Arden's ability to matchmake her friends into a perfect panel of guests is such a talent. You can tell she's a generous friend, host, and performer. Thank you. To be able to put together such an array of amazing folks. Though Anna's opinions are often perfect, it's Katie's voice and opinions that I find myself always enthusiastically agreeing with out loud, hopefully not in the vicinity of any mourners. I mean, how sweet is that? She's adopted Arden's tricky dad framing to explain her own dad. JJ Marine's don't be a drip is what I use to inspire myself out of my comfort zone. And she loves the new becoming a champion segment because this long into the pandemic, I really need to remind myself I am totally becoming a champion. I mean, thank you. What a review.
Wow. Thank
you. That's a great review.
I'm just going to leave you with this. So I sent last week's episode to my brother because I knew that he would enjoy it. And he was like, well, it's a little long. I'm like, fuck you, be a champion. So anyway, he was driving up to the house in Rhode Island we grew up in, and it's our mom's house, and our mom passed away, and he texted me, this is out of the blue because he doesn't regularly listen to the podcast, he just texted me apropos of nothing. He goes, when I was leaving the house last week, I told mom that you were becoming a champion.
That's so nice.
He let her know. And I thought, she already knows. But like, yeah. but like, how sweet. Like, he texted me when I was leaving, because he listened to it on the drive
That's
up.
That's so sweet.
And he said, when I was leaving, I told mom you were becoming a champion.
That's so nice.
That's a champion brother right there.
That's your is. Brother is a champion.
My brother is a fucking champion.
And he's been a champion.
he's been a champion a long time.
Yeah.
And he's like a champion napper, and he also gets shit done.
He does.
The Marine champion kids are champions. Napper. The champions are nap. The Marine kids.
Nampions are champions.
The Nampions are champions. All right, back to the show. Next week is our last week to win a sleep crown because February 28th is next Monday. So we're doing Will You Accept This Rose Tweet of the Week. Winners can win these sleep crown pillows.
Amazing.
I got to tell you, this is not even a sponsor. They don't pay for any of this. I can't sleep.
It makes every room a dream suite.
It makes every room a dream suite. it's like a weighted blanket and like a binky, and you sleep with it on your face, and it like blocks out sound. It soothes your eyes. She's been sending them to the winners. They're $175. She's been sending them for free, and we have codes. Sleepcrown.com/...
Sleepcrown.com/WYATR. ATR, and the code is ROSE for $15 off.
It's so great.
And it's a real company. It's not just the My Pillow guy rebranding.
No, it's a real company. It's this woman. It's a female-owned company. We love her. She's a fan. She knew that I had sleep problems, so she sent me one because she was worried about me. I got to tell you, it's a game changer. You guys have them. Do you love them?
It's great.
You all look well-rested.
Do we? Thank you. Look at Anna. Okay, here we go.
Anna just wants me back under her sleep crown.
All right, here we go. Tweet of the week. So whoever wins this is going to win a sleep crown.
Exciting.
So this is important.
Okay.
And by the way, we have two winners that they won. It was their first time ever tweeting at us. So don't be shy next Monday night. Wow. It's our final one. If you've never tweeted,
make sure to email us.
And it's you tag us at Arta Marine, MYRAN, or Anna Hosney, HOSSNIEH, #WYATR. And then when you win, email us your mailing address so she can send it to you. Okay, here we go. There's 10 in the running. We're going to narrow it down to two.
Okay.
This is Justin Paul Spade at Justin Spade. We're going to Vienna? Amazing. I've always wanted to go to Australia. That's Clayton and Jesse. Yeah.
They should have just put one kangaroo out there. Yeah. Throw them off.
This is amazing. This is also Justin Spade. Mara will now go back to her day job, being the drunk aunt at every wedding who says, they're too young to be married, way too loud, then hooks up with the DJ's brother at the end.
That's true.
This is Corey Maidens at Corey Maidens. Is this date actually a backdoor pilot for ABC's new mid-season procedural drama about a sexy tattooed Austrian psychologist / secret agent?
Padgett, you could play that.
I love her. I love her.
Oh, my God. This is from Joanna at Joe_Walters16. What's a sexier way to end a date than an old guy with wild bedhead whispering, I love you, mid-dance? This is Rachel's dream date. Here we go. This is from Get Your Booster Shot at Cheer Me Up. I just want to point out that while the women are all explaining to the psychotherapist how hard it is to be on reality TV, Gabby was an ICU nurse during COVID.
that's me front runner right now. That, yeah. And the wedding one. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, here we have Lindsay at Contact Lens. She said I cried. I man, I know cry. I force women to cry in therapy or else. Centaur no cry. That's from Lindsay.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that. That he was all offended that, like, I didn't cry.
I didn't cry. This is from Robin Kern at Robin Kern. Seeing Serena and Clayton dance in Vienna makes me realize how much I hope to someday go on a romantic European vacation, sit outside at a cafe, and watch a prancing centaur. Final one. This is from Sean Uvabich at WYYG. Susie, it was like a fairy tale. It almost makes me uncomfortable. Clayton, I can take back the dresses. Susie, no! And then Susie replied and was laughing at that.
Oh, no way.
What? But, yeah. But how's Susie going to get that red dress into a studio apartment that she so humbly lives in? Yeah. I don't believe she has the wardrobe space.
So humble. So humble. All right, what are your I think ICU nurse.
Uh-huh.
ICU nurse or the wedding one.
The wedding.
Okay, Mara great. At the, okay. The drunk
okay.
Aunt.
All right, final two. Justin Spade at Justin Spade. Mara will now go back to her day job, being the drunk aunt at every wedding who says, they're too young to make it, way too loud, and then hooks up with the DJ's brother at the end. Or,
great imagery, beautiful.
Mara
imagery.
Feels like a woman who would ask what your star sign is a lot. And go,
oh, yeah. They're not compatible. Or get your booster shot at Cheer Me Up. I just want to point out that while the women are explaining to the psychotherapist how hard it is to be on reality TV, Gabby was an ICU nurse during COVID.
She's got a body so banging. Walking around all those bloody people who are dying of COVID.
That's it.
A lot of steps.
It's a lot of steps. ICU nurse or drunk aunt? Jim, do you want to be the tiebreaker? Do you want to go first?
I'll go first. Because, I gotta support the first responders, but I feel like that. No, I'm going to go drunken aunt.
Okay, drunken aunt or, okay, wait, I'm going to kind of ping pong all over the place. Tana, drunken aunt or ICU nurse?
I'm going to go drunken aunt.
Okay. Paget, ICU nurse or drunken aunt?
I'm going with ICU nurse.
Okay, Katie.
I like drunken aunt.
Ooh. All right, okay, Robbie B.
ICU nurse.
Ooh. Oh.
ICU.
It's also so on brand for get your booster shot.
Yeah.
Is the name of the person who's in.
Well, I can't make it a tie, so I'm going to have to say that means that drunken aunt wins. Justin Paul Spade,
do you ever truly win?
Mara, will you go back to your day job being the drunk aunt at every wedding who says they're too young to make it, way too loud, and then hooks up with the DJ's brother at the end. Justin, you just won yourself a sleep crown.
Justin deserves it.
He deserves it.
He sends a lot of funny ones.
He's had a lot of funny ones.
He's a champion.
He is a true champion. Email us. Yes, Tana.
Can I give one special mention to Evan Gravel at Evie Gravy? Wrote, Clayton coming up with new things to wear under a blazer, and then it's like a scientist doing research. And I thought that was so spot on.
Yeah.
After his zipper under the blazer. Every episode, it's either a hoodie.
Yeah.
It's a weird sweater that almost looks like he's topless sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just never ending.
He obviously has a stylist that says this to him all the time. Layers are in.
I also want to point out, we asked for a lot of fan art of Clayton as a centaur in Hillary Clinton's clothing, and we got a bunch, and I think we're going to make the merch. We're going to make I Am a Champion. Oh, we're going to make our I Am Becoming a Champion, Champion merch. So we'll let you know next week when that's up, but we're going to be making that merch. What was your first intro name?
Godfrey Nuggin.
No, the Godfrey, key grip.
No, Godfrey Nuggin.
Oh.
Godfrey Nuggin, what would you like to promote besides your big episode? Your big episode.
I got it. I'm on SWAT. You got to watch me on
you
SWAT.
You got to watch him
and
on
don't
SWAT.
Don't go to the toilet or you'll miss me.
Great. Godfrey
and,
Nuggin.
My podcast, I don't know about that. And I'm on tour. Go to jimjeffries.com. Coming to a city near you.
Moist.
And I'm about to tour Australia June, July.
That's fun.
If you want to come out to those geese.
I love it. Robbie Beebe's, aside of when you drive your teen girl around, what is it? You got your album. What's your album? Yeah, where can people buy it?
Album's called Leave the Light On. You can. It's on Spotify. It's on iTunes.
It's so good.
Thank you.
You're so talented.
Thank you.
You put your heart into it.
Thank you. Yeah, so just search me on those things and, you know, on social media at Ro Benedict or Rob Benedict on Twitter. And you can find out all that info.
Padgy Brubies.
I'm recording season 2 of Bird Girl currently, so that'll be out at some point. And training 2 squirrels to
become
come
champions.
To the window and beg for nuts.
Like a champion.
I am a champion of wild squirrel training.
Wow.
I cannot think of anything else that I have going on.
Well, I want to say that Anna and I have a podcast that is similar to like how to become a champion. We talk to women that we admire, and we talk like how they push through blocks in order to become champions. It's called Lady of the Road. Our next episode will drop on Thursday, and we have Nicole Byer and Lauren Lopkins.
Yep.
And I'm on the week after that.
Yeah, and then Jim Jeffries is an icon. Susan B. Anthony, Jim Jeffries. But Nicole Byer was talking about how she always would ask, in the very beginning when she had no credit, she would ask what everybody was making, and she would get at least the like tie with, she wanted to not make less than other people. Like things like that of how to advocate for yourself is becoming a champion podcast. Lady of the Road, check it out. And we're also doing Summer House on Patreon.
The best.
God damn, it's so funny. And you and Brendan, because I've never seen an episode before in my life, we laugh. If you like maniacs laughing about reality TV, you'll enjoy our Summer House Patreon. It's very fun.
Yeah, and it's inspired me to go back and start watching from the beginning.
Oh,
really,
these are just people
it.
In a house, renting a house in the Hamptons who run, most of them run this like hard seltzer thing called Loverboy, and they get hammered and they like wear mullet wigs and fight and
delicious.
Fuck. It's something.
And they get engaged and they really hate each other, but they stay engaged.
That's how you do
amazing.
It.
It's amazing.
That's how, just like your parents.
Kyle and Amanda.
Just like Kymanda. Yeah. Oh, you watched it?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, Katie, what would you like to promote?
I have 2 things. As always, please support your local animal shelter and
yes.
go adopt an animal, foster an animal, or if you can't do that, you could donate. And also, there is a blood shortage, like a blood donation shortage for the whole country. So please consider donating blood
God,
in your local area. You could do redcrossblood.org.
You're a better person
I'm
than
gonna
I am.
I'm going to go do it. I am... I am fucking terrified. I don't like needles. I don't like needles, especially taking blood out. But I have A positive blood, which is very common, and it's needed.
Needed.
Not
Look
as needed as O, but
it
I figure.
Uncommon?
No, A positive is A and O are the most common, and O is universal. But I looked it up, and it said they need A positive a lot too.
I'm proud of you, and you're a better person than I am, and I'm okay
terrified.
With that. I'm okay.
I'm
with
probably
that.
Gonna pass out, but
yeah,
it'll
you are.
Be okay.
That's okay. That's okay.
You'll
they know you will.
Yeah. I would.
I pass out, and they know.
Really?
They know.
I would too.
You'll just faint for a second. It's not even. Don't worry about it. It's not bad.
So
it's fine.
I'm
you just
do
drink
it.
A lot of orange juice for 2 weeks, and good for you.
Most people
that's
come
too.
Yeah, most people come too. You guys, we love all of you, except for one, and you know who you are. My name is Ryan Marine. Good night.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. Gonna feel so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Accept this rose into your world.
Will you accept?
Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.